So don't do that. Because what I thought would be this genius hack of making the most of the minutes and seconds in my days turned out to be frustrating. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. This week has been a bit crazy. I did something very exciting. I posted a TikTok, which I will not leave linked because I didn't do it properly, but it is now out there in the universe of me trying to audition for the Heart FM talent search for their traffic host thing that they have going on. I was encouraged to do it by my brother, so I did. If anything comes from it, it'll be all his fault, because he's like, you know what, you should do this. So I did. I don't know what will happen. I've kind of just put it out there and hoped for the best. I tried my best, so it's up in the air. But I'm actually glad that I did it, because it forced me to make a TikTok that I did not want to do. So there's that. I will definitely have to fix up the names and links and stuff, but I'll probably just post whatever I already do on Instagram there. I don't know how it's gonna work, but it'll happen. So yeah, that's my exciting news to start you off with. But the topic of today is actually making the most of the minutes in your day. And not all good ideas are good ideas in execution. For example, what I did was, at the beginning of the year, I wanted to read more. I also didn't want to take away from my YouTube time because I like watching YouTube videos. So what I thought was a genius idea, okay, and just follow me down this rabbit hole. YouTube ads are something I understand. They make the creators money. So I insist on myself to watch those ads. Sometimes you have 30-second ads, 5-second ads you can skip. Some ads are shorter, but then you get maybe minute-long ads, maybe 3-minute-long ads. And I thought, you know what? Let me read in those 2 to 3 minutes. Let me see how much I can get done, how much I can speed read. This was not a good idea. It was a terrible idea, in fact. So don't do that. Because what I thought would be this genius hack of making the most of the minutes and seconds in my days turned out to be frustrating. Because your mind is better when it's focused on the task at hand and not switching lanes, which I knew but I didn't know would not work in this case. So what I would do is I'd open my book, play my video, there'd be an ad, I'd start reading. Then the ad would come to an end and I'd put the little bookmark in or have my finger open on the word that I was reading and then watch the video. And then the moment the ad came on in the middle of the video, I'd switch back to reading. But I found by the end of the video, I wouldn't have taken in anything I read and I wouldn't have actually enjoyed the video I watched. So I scrapped that idea very, very quickly. But trying to make the most of those minutes and seconds, sometimes it's not easy, not possible, not worthwhile. And that is what I would like to challenge you to do. Focus on one thing at a time to make the most of what you're actually trying to achieve. And this is not news to anyone. I'm just a bit late to the game and that's okay. But focusing on one thing at a time truly is the best thing you can do. Especially if you make a list of things you need to do and just prioritize and just start ticking that off. If you combine that with a planner or a calendar or something to keep track of the bigger picture, it would be even better. But I just needed to do that. Because lately, things have kind of just been falling apart around me. And I've said this honestly to anyone who's been listening to me for the past few days, even my sister. I watched this video on Instagram and it's been stuck with me for a while. Where this girl was explaining that people don't talk about the part of manifesting where your life is just on fire when things are really going to happen soon. So she was explaining that, yes, you'll see angel numbers and you'll feel really in line and at peace with everything that you are manifesting and bringing into your life, and you'll start seeing it start coming to fruition. But there's also this, my world is on fire, everything is falling apart around me, part to it, where it just, everything goes from 0 to 100 real quick. Like when you are debating, do I quit my job? Do I pursue my dreams? you suddenly get fired in the worst way possible, where you can't come back and it's hard to get a new job, and it's just, okay, now I have to pursue that. Like, there's no easing into it. Like, oh, I want to have savings, so I'm not no, you have no savings and you get fired. Boom, good luck. It's sink or swim. It is just intense. And I think that's kind of the thing that tends to happen when you don't kind of gather everything together, because that's what's been happening to me. Everything is just up in the air and I'm struggling to pull it down and gather it together. And if you imagine just like a whole bunch of balloons in your hand, and you look down and suddenly they all just slip out your hand, like you try and grab them but they're like floating away, that is kind of what it feels like. And it has been harrowing, to say the least, but I'm okay with it. I'm just like, you know what, I'll start from the ground up, I'll go get new balloons, I'll figure this out, and we move on. So that's just where I've been, and music has definitely been helping me. I've discovered some new artists, some new music, some new interesting people to follow. And that's the kind of thing I think we tend to forget when we are in this space. We tend to, yes, focus a lot on ourselves, but we tend to kind of forget there is a whole world out there, and there is information, tools, apps. I always say there's an app for that. That is something I will always enjoy doing, because you get little timers that you can use to focus on things. You can set a Pomodoro timer and use that method to get things done. You can time block, calendar block. You can find all these ways to do things, but the key focus is you. As much as there is a world out there and people we can collaborate with and talk to and learn from, you need to find out what works best for you. You need to do things at your pace, in your space, on your own time, because what's meant for you is meant for you. It'll always be meant for you whenever it's ready to be yours. You just need to go out and do it, and just smack you in the face when you least expect it. That's what happens. So I feel like I'm not making sense, so I'm gonna shut that down and move on, because I'm very excited for this week's song of the week. It's a song that basically just dropped not too long ago, not even I think a week, I can't even remember, it's that brand new. And the song is called Trust Fund Baby by Kyle Hume. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing the surname. Kyle Hume, I think is how it's pronounced. And it's such a good song. I sent it to my siblings. I'm just like, you need to listen to the song. This is incredible. His other songs are good. Like, seriously, his lyrics are brilliant. But Trust Fund Baby in particular, it speaks about the frivolity of life of a wealthy trust fund kid. And these little aspects he mentions, like one of the lyrics he mentions is like, healthy, the only wealth you can afford. And I'm just like, dude, I need to sit with this and just absorb those kinds of lyrics, because they are so freaking good. But the thing I think about when it comes to this kind of a song is not to be jealous of it. It's almost kind of sad that they've got so much time and money, they can do anything. But because they can't do anything, it's like, what's the point? You know, I can click my fingers and boom, it's done. It's like cheating in The Sims. Yeah, you're gonna have a great house, but like, you're not gonna know the struggle. So that's kind of the thing, which I find kind of funny but sad. And that actually excites me for life in a weird way, because it's like, oh cool, I can go out and work for these things and do it if I want to. It's not an option. Like, if I want to go out and make my kids trust fund babies, I can do that. But do I want that for them? Do I want that for myself? Do I even want kids? Like, it's a lot to think about. That just kind of brings it back to the point of, you only have so much time, you only have right now that you can actually work with. So why not make the most of your time right now and not wait for the right time to do something? Do what you need to do right now, because you have no idea what the future holds. You could win the lotto tomorrow, you could never win the lotto. Have faith in yourself and do what you need to do. So go out, make the most of it. As I always say, keep being a better being. And I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.